Who's got the biggest, the cleanest, the coldest whips of all?
Buzz!
Can you dig it? Who's never late and never missed a single call?
Buzz!
Right on time. Who is the man when you need a chauffeur in Duval?
Buzz!
Damn right. Now listen, when you need a ride to the airport, the bar, a wedding, or anywhere in between, call the man we all know as Mr. Pay-Per-View.
Buzz!
904-887-0763.
Hey, Eric, take that goddamn roll tie shirt off.
Love you guys, Duval County.
Let's go.
I think we should start the episode by saying no cap.
No cap.
No cap.
100% there's no cap.
When
no
you
cap,
no cap. When you told me there's no cap, I was like, no cap?
No cap.
When he texted you, did he use the blue emoji?
No.
No cap.
No
there
cap.
Is no cap.
Someone tweeted us no saying cap. That this crossover was like super slimy. So that's a great reference with the no
that's
cap.
That's a good reference.
I did no see cap. That. That was exciting.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. And the cap, yeah.
We should end it right there.
That's all very deep.
That's the
that was pop. Crazy.
So today, we're not going to talk about the Jaguars, right?
No, not no at way. All.
But it was the first day of full pads for the Jags, right?
Yes, it was.
I didn't really see much, but...
No video today.
I've heard that Gardner Minshew looks fucking incredible.
Or barely any video. Gardner... Well, we saw with our own eyes Gardner Minshew looking incredible.
Like, I was honestly trying to troll at first and try to spread the word that Gardner looked good. Like, try to just
it's no troll.
Get his trade value up.
It's no troll.
It's he in person. He looked fucking good.
He did. It's QB1 right there.
I don't know the other guy. Like he looks fine. Whatever. He's a rookie. Gardner looks good.
Trevor, right?
That's yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor. No, I mean Gardner Minshew. I mean someone's gonna have to trade for him soon. He looks incredible. The injuries are already starting to stack up.
But in like dead ass, no cap. There's no way you guys would actually want him to go to Indy, right? Considering like our track history.
So, if they still had a healthy Carson Wentz, I would have been happy for them to trade for Gardner because I feel like it doesn't really change their projection. But now that they've lost Carson Wentz, it's like now we're taking them from like a 5-win team to maybe better or like a 4-win team to maybe better. So I don't want to increase their win total. You know what I mean?
I would absolutely trade him. He's terrible.
Yeah. It depends on what they're offering.
No,
too.
We have coaches who can literally. All right, guys, go play cover two. Just mush rush. Don't let him get outside the pocket. He will literally poop his pants.
If you think long term, like if you're getting a two, you're doing it. Doesn't matter who you're trading him to.
Oh, if I'm getting a four, I'm doing it.
Wow.
Damn. I would probably take a five or a six. If we got a six, we break even.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Breaking even on him, you got to do better than that.
He's not that good, though, if you like look at it for what it's worth. If he wasn't as cool as he comes off, does anyone actually care about Gardner Minshew? Now. And we did in the past.
I kind of care about him still right now.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Just because I seen the other two quarterbacks behind him.
Yeah.
That's who we're going to be left with if we get rid of Minshew?
Yeah.
If Lawrence gets hurt, because you know that shit could happen.
Yeah.
Look at Burrow.
Right.
So, all right. I did think about that, though. If Lawrence gets hurt, wouldn't you want to lose every game to go get another elite player
to pair with him? I can't do another year of this bullshit.
I understand that. But, like, when it comes to the backup quarterback, none of them are good. Even a good backup quarterback's not good. So, do you want to pick, you know, I don't know, 9, 10, 11, 12 and get another Dante Fowler?
No, I'd rather pretend with Minshew for a couple weeks.
Fair enough.
We can win week
honestly,
one of them.
Yes, honestly, hey, take it back to like Kansas City week one last year, two years ago.
Yeah.
We all thought we had something. So now I feel you. It'd be more fun.
It would last at least 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You'd be able to convince yourself, right? No?
Yeah.
No, my heart, I would be so devastated. If Trevor goes down.
Oh, shit.
That I probably don't care about anything.
What would we do the rest of the season?
I can't believe we're already talking about that first day of pads.
It's such a possibility.
If Trevor Lawrence goes down, could you guys imagine?
Right. Well, did you see my dream? Or did you see my tweet about my dream?
I did see that.
Did I see your dream? Damn.
It happens. It happens.
Like it's a TV show.
We don't lay that close.
Into the mind of Andy Willis.
Some Inception shit. I'm glad he didn't see my
dream.
No,
I did
not.
That'd
be weird.
Please enlighten
So us. In my dream last night, if you missed it.
Crazy. I'm glad your dream didn't happen. I was like kind of PTSD.
Have you guys ever had a weird Jaguars dream that's like really terrifying and you wake up?
No, hopefully you wake up.
Well, other than reality.
Everything that's been terrible has been reality.
Yeah, reality.
Could it get any worse?
It's crazy you've been able to dream something worse.
So anyway, I had a dream that Urban passed on Trevor because Trevor like made some cussed in front of Urban. Like during a pro day or something.
That's what did it?
Urban dreams are fucking weird. Yeah. And Urban passed on him, and my heart was just fucking shattered.
You made Tim Tebow the starting quarterback.
Yeah. He would love that.
It would. Then I woke up and I was like, holy shit, it's actually real. And I like had to realize, wow, we actually, because for a moment there, it felt very real that we didn't have Trevor. So then I woke up and I was like, we actually have Trevor. And it's just I have those moments awake and not dreaming where I'm like, oh my God, we actually have Trevor Lawrence. But then it happened last night. So the most severe. Yes. Isn't that the best when you wake up from a nightmare and you're like, oh, it's not real. Oh,
100%. That's like one of the best feelings.
Yes, it is. You got to be really down to know exactly like how good it is.
Right. And like, because I don't really remember my dreams, but if I have a bad dream, I was like, holy shit, I had a bad dream last night. Yeah. I don't really know what happened, but the shit was crazy. Yeah. And I'm glad I woke up and life was normal. And that's kind of what Trevor is to the Jaguars. He's our waking up and life being normal.
Yeah. And it was surreal being at training camp this past Thursday, you know, in VIP. I was literally actually shaking. My hands were shaking while I was recording, like the players like tossing me shit into the stands because I never had interaction with football players before, our team. I've never been able to like talk to a football player like that. Wild. Being a fan for this long, I've never got that access before. So
you yelled at Jalen from the sidelines 2 years ago.
that's as close as I've gotten. He gave me nothing back. So like having Josh Allen actually acknowledge me and Trevor Lawrence actually look in my eyes and toss me his wristband. I feel like
we have different
kinds of characters. And that's kind of tight though, dude. Honestly, like that wristband thing. Whether you like keep it or give it away or throw it away. Like,
keeping it.
Yeah, for sure. That's like something that you keep in like 2050. You're like, oh shit, Trevor Lawrence gave me this.
If he's good. And it's not signed or anything.
Right.
And it's not branded, but I got the video proof. So
yeah, I don't know if you know,
but sell that as an NFT.
He follows me on Twitter. I might be able to get you to sign it for him.
Hey, shit.
You could get Trevor to probably do a lot for anyone, really.
Hey, man. It's happened before. Maybe it'll happen again.
Fuck, I was going to say something really good. When you're out in practice, like we were Saturday, who's the weirdest person to see out there? Is it Tebow, Urban, or Trevor? Like when you see because I'll tell you who it is for me. It's probably obvious, but it's who I was watching the whole time.
Titans were in front of us.
O-line was massive.
For me though, it was Tim Tebow.
That's some surreal shit.
He was the most like polarizing person out there because Tim Tebow, whether it's like baseball, football, religion, like he's that guy. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. That's one of those things like is real, but does it really feel real? Because he's also like an irrelevant player on our team. And even though we did sign him and everyone threw the fit of like, he's going to like overtake Trevor Lawrence and like the shadow and da, 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 da. No, like no one's talking about that now. So like he's here, but until I like saw him in my eyes, I was kind of like, holy shit, Tim Tebow.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I just want to know what he's thinking at all times.
When he was signing the little like footballs.
He's just out there. Just running.
And like chucking him. Like to me, it looked like that was what he enjoyed the most. Like he was just kind of like soaking it in. I feel like he's doing his best and he's going to like obviously try and make the team. But I think he also like realizes what the opportunity is worth. And he was like actually enjoying himself when he was signing the balls and like throwing them out, which – if you know Tim Tebow, that's not really surprising.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's the pinnacle of this whole thing is going to be like a preseason touchdown, right?
If he gives me a preseason touchdown, shit. Oh my God.
I kind of feel you. If he scores in the preseason, don't let me start tweeting.
I'm sure you'll be tweeting.
I will have the people thinking.
You got to think that Urban and Tebow are going to set something up to score
in
the preseason.
Come on.
I know. I think they'll save it for the regular. I think they'll save it for week one.
Oh. Hey, what's more likely? Is the touchdown a receiving touchdown or passing touchdown?
If he catches a touchdown, you guys can just move into this garage. You can have it.
He
cannot catch a touchdown. He'll run one in.
I think there's tiers. He's going to running a touchdown in.
Like from a fullback?
No, from fullback or whatever. They're tier two, running it in from taking the direct snap.
Yeah.
Number three, catching a touchdown. Number four, a passing touchdown. Number five, jump pass. I think if you get to five,
I got you one better.
I think jump pass is going to come.
I got you one better.
One.
Really?
Six. He's on the up line and he recovers the onside kick.
We're
my bad.
Up line.
What's an up line?
I don't know. It's the people who block
okay.
on the front. On the line. In Madden, front. Like when your friend like onside kicks and you're not expecting it, and you're like, you piece of shit. Like he's one of those guys. Okay. So like if he scoops that and scores.
Oh.
Like so the Colts where he's going to be on the field most.
The Colts did that to us in like 2010.
Right.
Yeah. And that's happened to the Jaguars before.
Didn't the Colts do that in the Super Bowl?
They're 2010, right? When we were trying to make the playoffs and we had the onside kick.
And they
picked it up and
it was a snowy day in Indy.
Yeah.
Inside. That was there.
All I'm saying is Tebow looked really good at practice. This man only dropped one pass, and it was the one we all saw on Saturday.
Where they threw it and it went right here.
Yeah. Tebow definitely going to catch something this season.
That body
hopefully
catch.
Not COVID.
Yeah, hopefully.
How many games do you think are going to be full capacity out of home games?
Well, we're in Florida, so DeSantis is going to have us in all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you mean like actually people showing up and selling it out or them allowing?
No, I'm
us?
Talking about allowing.
Oh, dude, DeSantis doesn't even like recognize this. What do you mean? Just another day in life.
Is it a DeSantis thing or is it an NFL thing?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think it's a bi-state thing. The NFL, if Florida's going to allow it to happen, just like the UFC has
that's
come
true,
here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because last season, they had like cardboard cutouts for...
Right, for certain places didn't have fans, but we had, X amount.
Could also change during the season, too.
It could, but I think that if our local government, state government's going to allow it to happen, the NFL's going to make more money.
Yeah.
They don't care about us either.
Right.
Yeah. We're vaccinated, so it doesn't apply to us.
I'm vaxxed. You vaxxed?
Yeah. We're
vaxxed. Yeah, J&J, baby. Vaxxed.
Mm-hmm. What vax did you get?
Oh, shit. That's when it gets a little controversial.
We got the baby pad.
Are you going to have potential heart problems or blood clots?
Blood clots.
In about 15 years,
Are you
probably.
Yeah. JJ game.
JJ,
come on, recall season, baby.
So the bold take, the three of us all have each. What am I trying to say?
Pfizer, Moderna.
There's three of us and we got all three vaccines.
Honestly, if we concocted our fluids and put it together, it's got like a superhuman.
Well, it's smart.
So we're going to do that and we're going to send it to Trevor.
Y'all are super vaxxed.
Yeah. That's great.
But yeah, I think there's going to be full capacity. Or like
I can't. Oh god!
The entire season.
I'm so pissed that this is coming back though.
I'm just worried because things are starting to turn.
Like that vibe of when last season, like right before. Fuck! I can't. It's all a blur. But I wanted to tailgate last. Well, we weren't going to be able to. But I feel like we're getting there again to where people are kind of timid about letting loose.
Right.
And I was looking so forward to this season to just letting loose at like tailgate.
Everybody 100%. Out there packed as shit.
Maybe drinking Fireball
that
after somewhere.
Fear,
after
somebody, that fear is where my thought came from. I was like,
Still no passing bottles for me this year.
Really?
How about slapping the? I know you probably.
I'm not even sharing blunts with people. That's weird now.
I'll probably slap the bag, right? Because it pours out.
Yeah.
Is that kind of weird?
I mean, maybe, but what if Jason has COVID and he's the one feeding all you guys?
I'm vaxxed.
This guy hasn't slapped a bag ever in his life.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
He doesn't drink like that.
I don't slap anything. I'm a nice, humble man.
But, when you're in tailgate mode at the slab, though, like, you're not thinking about stuff like this.
Oh, bro. Three shots in.
All your inhibitions.
That's true, too.
Three shots. I don't need any shots. I'm like, give me everything you got.
But also, too, talking about this, I said, isn't it, like, nice that our first game that we've all committed to going to is in Texas?
Houston, yeah.
Like, luckily, they're, like,
you know, government thing similar to ours.
Yeah, so
like,
yeah.
Come on, spend your money.
Like, along that same lines, what's the deal with Ohio?
That's where I'm afraid to buy a plane ticket.
They're a little bit Bengals more.
Game? They're like they're pretty central. Like they're right in the middle.
Yeah, so they're definitely not Florida or Texas. Yeah.
I can see them requiring masks.
Yeah, I know that they're like governor because I went up there and hung out with a pal. Is more like. Do your own thing. If you don't want a vax, so be it. If you don't want a mask, so be it. But
it
I think
we got to worry about that shit.
Yeah, going it's wild, dude. And it's state to state.
Yeah.
It depends on where the game's at.
It's been state to state. And it's just like he said, we were so excited for it to be like over and ready to tailgate full capacity. Like back in the 2019 season when I was going all these fucking games and now this shit's coming back up with all these different fraternity variants, beta, gamma, delta.
Look into the camera. This is a public service announcement. Please get your vaccine.
There goes half the followers.
It's become our lifestyle now. COVID. Yeah. Yeah. COVID's our life now.
Disgusting.
I say we're going to create a new variant at these tailgates.
What we do.
The Duval variant. Duval variant. I feel drunk, sick, and just drunk.
The only people that can survive it are the people who are in the tailgate.
Right.
Hey, non-Floridians already think we are like some superhuman. Foreign country already. They want us out of the United States.
I'm hoping for some potential home field advantage if, you know, other states start. I don't see other stadiums shutting down.
To fans. I mean, we know that the Cali. NFL is not going to miss any games.
Yeah.
Right. It's just the games going to be fully capacity?
May miss a Bills or a Vikings game. Yeah, they could. That was a joke about no Vikings players being vaxxed.
That's a good one. I didn't know where you were going with it, but now I do.
Are they the lowest two?
64.
Yeah. Well, no, Cole Beasley.
Bills was the Cole Beasley reference. Vikings was almost like.
Only 64% of their squad. Was
Interesting.
Zimmer's like flaming them in press conferences.
Yeah.
It's like,
really?
I don't know why they're not listening to the team doctor.
That's crazy.
Because all the quarterbacks got sick, so he was pissed. They couldn't practice.
Them and football team, I think, too, kind of struggling because.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's kind of a
because Rivera was pissed.
Yeah, because he has like he's like in remission from.
Yeah, he's like no doubt. It's definitely interesting too, and everyone's like previous health condition makes people also think differently. Like off rip, I don't know. It's wild, and you got 53 people plus the training staff. That's a whole lot of differing opinions.
Yeah, it is, and people who aren't afraid to like put their opinion out there too. And
people with a lot of money.
People with a lot of money. Yeah. Speaking of COVID. Tavin Bryan,
dude,
put on the COVID list.
Who cares about that? He got socked.
Did you guys see that? What do you know what happened?
No, I don't.
Tavin Bryan had a black eye arriving to training camp.
Yeah, he's got a black eye and COVID.
The thing with Tavin Bryan is like,
bad combo.
Literally, no one talks to him that you can't get sourced information on him. Like, he's literally like out in the woods. Who knows what's going on with that guy?
Maybe he's a bear.
Maybe it was his dad. His dad's like crazy, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when he got drafted.
Maybe we're overthinking. Maybe it was some SpongeBob-ass injury. Tripped on some toothpaste or some shit. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's like a gamer.
He seems
right?
like a goober.
What if he like something happened on Twitch stream? Someone scared him. Someone threw a flashbang. He's like, put his mic in his eye. He's like, oh. But I don't know, man. It makes you think. I do think it's crazy, though, that two players who really like needed this year and needed to perform in camp and practice are
Gators,
Tavin Bryan, and CJ Henderson. And here we are, I don't know how many practices in. Today's the first day of pads, and they still haven't even shown up. I guess CJ was out there today, but still hasn't done anything on the field.
Yeah. It seems like he was kind of having a good offseason, too. Like, graduated. What else did he do? He was like, I think he was like involved in some charity stuff. He got a shout out from Urban on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
But it seemed like personal wise, he was kind
of
like.
Hey, speaking of shout outs from Urban, did you see the video of his daughter
doing a freaking
flips on the wakeboard?
I saw the quote tweet. I didn't watch the video.
Dude, she's probably cooler than CJ Henderson. Like, she's so athletic. Like, let her go play DB. But anyway, I don't know, man. I think it's crazy that we've invested both of our first round picks last year, complete question marks still.
Bro, it's crazy.
Shout out to Dave Caldwell. Yeah. Was he in your dream?
No, he's been in them before, but he wasn't in
what one. Like manner?
he ain't that cute. He ain't that cute.
You're an old man.
Yeah, you got a thing for bald guys.
Balding guys. Yeah.
Balding guys.
Afraid to bick it. Let go. You already did.
This episode of The Bold Take is brought to you by A1 Sliders, sliding glass door and window repair. I like to think of my sliding glass door on the back of my house as like an airplane, right? It needs to land perfectly and smoothly in the little groove, aka the runway, for proper functionality. If yours isn't, you need to head over to a1sliders.com or give them a call 386-538-6835 for a free estimate of how to get your airplane landing perfectly on your runway. Again, a1sliders.com, 386-538-6835. Give them a call and get that airplane landing smoothly right on that runway. Now back to the bold take.
All right, I'll play a game with you guys. It's Madden 22 ratings.
Okay.
All right, so I've got Jaguar stats, and I'm going to name their attributes and the number, you know, the level that they are, and you guys got to name the player.
Okay.
All right. This is defense.
Okay.
Awareness, 85. Mm-hmm. Stamina, 89. Acceleration, 93. Agility, 88.
Miles Jack.
Speed.
No, acceleration's ready? Too fast.
Speed. Breaking the shit down. Speed, 94.
Shaquille Griffin.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. One for Dilla.
I love Shaquille Griffin, by the way.
Yeah, he's my favorite defensive player after that one.
Him and Rayshon Jenkins got some juice. Yeah.
He's the best. Yeah.
Who compared him to Calais, like the impact of a free agent signing?
Hopefully no one.
I don't know. He brings energy like Calais.
He does. Yeah. He does.
He's got that leadership.
I love that.
Leadership for sure, but Calais has like dad energy. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
He's much younger.
True.
Shaquille got some swag. All right, this is offense. Toughness, 90.
Toughness.
Stamina, 93. Carry, 96.
Jaleel Robinson.
I gave it away.
Is it carry?
This motherfucker's like carry.
What are you doing to carry from a wide receiver?
That could have been... Who's your favorite wide receiver?
You know, LaVisca Blake. Yeah,
that could have been LaVisca.
It could have been for that
LaVisca breaking
three
out.
End of rounds that we're pretending they're going to do all year.
All right. Defense. Awareness, 91. Tackle, 88. Acceleration, 88.
Miles Jack.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus Christ. Why you posted these?
All right.
I work on the Madden rating. Okay.
They probably do ask you. That's why they're all bums always.
Yeah.
Right. Trash. Oh, Minshew, he's a 64.
Offense. Catching, 87. Stamina, 86. Acceleration, 93.
I love how he's naming Stamina.
Marvin Jones.
Bro, and will you shut the fuck
honestly,
up?
Honestly, no, I wanted to talk about that.
What?
They put his acceleration at 93.
Oh, you did your homework.
Have they ever watched him play?
Why, well, you got the game already.
Hey, if y'all want to slide in my DMs, $100.
I bet. You probably got some Xboxes, too, on the side. Yeah, all right, you win.
good play.
Good fucking game, Andy.
Price is Right is harder.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. That's
I don't think we did intros. We're Dunn and Drew.
Yeah, Dunn and Drew, nice to meet you. This is Andrew. I'm Dunn.
They're going to be the ones that upload the entire podcast.
Yeah, it's our podcast, but it's their show.
We're the two that just have these. We talk into these. They have like all shit, they got buttons over there and shit. Yeah.
Just today, because normally
they got camera and camera.
Yeah. But normally they're the ballers. But today we're like the person who performs the concert. Without them, we couldn't do it.
Or the opening act is always.
I wouldn't even say that. You set the stage like up. You did the production.
No, I didn't say that.
You guys are so sweet, and I love you.
All right, I'm gonna hit you. Do you think you got anything? Because I got some. I'm going to hit you with like a 1010 XL midday Twitter poll.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So if you could take an all-time Jag and put on this roster, who would it be? Because we got asked this from a caller yesterday on the show.
That's actually a really good question. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
It's interesting because the positions that you think of, like you think of the best Jags and you're like, probably Tony Boselli would be one, depending on what you think of. Runner big.
I mean, runner big's not even a starter right now, so you'd have to look at...
Are you Cam. Sure?
Yeah, I'm for sure.
Are you sure?
100%.
Are you sure?
200%.
Are you sure?
So anyways, I kind of have an interesting answer. Mine would probably be Donovan Darius.
I was going to say a safety.
Because we need a big box boomer back there. Since somebody we got Rayshon Jenkins to play free safety,
yeah.
Let him come down, play that extra, you know, linebacker. Especially in like today's game, you get a guy who can move around in there and cover in the slot and hit people. He think about him playing though today, he'd be kicked out of every game.
Yeah,
like 4 seconds.
He would have his entire paycheck deducted.
For me though, it would definitely be a DB. I might like maybe even Rasheen Mathis.
What about Jalen?
He could die.
He can die.
That guy.
Yeah.
I said Rasheen Mathis.
Yeah, that's a really good answer too. I like that a lot.
He said Baselli. So
yeah, I said Baselli.
So we kind of on the same page here.
It would help a lot to have a dominant
left tackle.
Yeah, with a rookie.
I just couldn't think of a defender that was good enough to sacrifice not taking something that we already kind of have, you know?
Also, the entire D-line is almost new, so it's kind of like...
I thought maybe Tony Brackens because pass rush, but because they were playing in a 3-4.
Right. Maybe, do you think they built it right? Like, or do you need some help there?
Yeah.
I was thinking of like a D-tackle, but...
Yeah, I was thinking.
Do we even have that guy? I mean, we have a couple of them, but
you could take Stroud and Henderson. You're never wrong if you take either of those guys.
They can play anything. Yeah.
What about Paul Posluszny? Would you take Paul?
I'd pass on Paul.
Pass on Paul. Would you take Posluszny over Schobert right now? The last year of Posluszny over Schobert.
The last year of Posluszny? No.
Last year was his best year.
He was 2017.
2017 was his last year. He was really good.
Well, the whole defense was, I mean,
that's true. Was he good or was it everybody else?
That being said, he still can't.
What if it was Paul that was the reason 2017 defense was so good?
Hey, he's preaching and we're listening.
Doug Marrone agrees with you.
Yeah.
I still think Schobert is probably better in coverage, but.
I agree.
I honestly don't even. I don't remember watching Schobert last year. Last year's a blur to me. Is he nice? Like he's starting next to Miles,
so
right?
He was supposed to be nice. Yeah, he's starting next to Miles. We paid him a shit ton of money. He came in from Cleveland, like over $10 million a year. He's a really good coverage
over
linebacker.
$10 million a year, wow,
he's like the opposite of Posluszny, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, they're very opposite. But something that's like kind of funny that I think really benefits us playing in the 3-4 now. When he was at Wisconsin. He rushed the passer a lot, and he had like 10 sacks one season from a linebacker position.
Damn, I didn't know that.
So now when we go 3-4 and you got two middle linebackers,
you're doing all this crazy
you
shit.
Can get more creative with him, and you know that the defensive coordinator likes to move people around. I'm expecting a big year, but I'm all the way bought in.
Yeah, he's drinking all the
Kool-Aid. Oh, I can't wait to talk records then.
He's drinking all the Kool-Aid.
Interesting. That's good to know.
When it comes to prediction time, I got a game for us.
Okay.
So I'll just keep that tucked.
Here's another one. Which Jaguars player would you draft first in fantasy football? Sorry, bad question. James Robinson. But, okay, besides James Robinson and Trevor, but I don't think you'd take
What if
Trevor,
we do obviously. This question instead? I of think the three receivers, which one
you.
Has
yeah.
the best output at the end of the year?
I have a...
Is it a PPR league?
PPR league, because if you don't play PPR, you're like my dad. And that's
you're a loser if you don't play PPR. Yeah.
So PPR.
I don't play fantasy at all, so...
Me either, because we respect clarifying. Our free time.
Yeah, just clarifying.
10 minutes before fucking kickoff is when I update my lineup.
I just want to let you guys know we quit playing because people like Andy quit setting their lineups.
True.
If you're taking PPR, I might go LaVisca.
I'm taking Marvin Jones. Dalton actually asked that question today on the timeline, and Marvin Jones was very low, and it kind of surprised me, but I think he's the safe bet. He's probably going to lead them in catches, so for PPR, the value's there.
Yeah.
And he's got touchdown numbers in the past, so I wouldn't be shocked if he had a good year, but I also think that the other two guys could be more of a bigger play.
I'm just so I just don't know. Like this is
Isn't
this,
it exciting though, but like all three of the receivers are legitimately like
you don't know who's going to be.
If DJ Chark is the worst receiver, one, that's not a bad thing, and two, the other guys are probably really balled out.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Getting Marvin Jones was huge, man. Like people don't understand cuz like when you're on the Lions, you don't get that.
And that's the thing. Yeah, I was going to say it's like when you know who's Keelan
it's
Cole?
It's like being on the
literally,
Jaguars.
Literally, people don't know who Keelan Cole is at all. And Marvin Jones is the same way. I think that's like...
He's nice.
And he had Stafford. So Stafford's a god as a quarterback, but he's on the Lions. And Marvin Jones is an amazing player. And he was lined up with Kenny Golladay, and Kenny Golladay got all the all the love, but Marvin Jones is a spectacular player. So
throwing his words around a little loosey-goosey.
I think he's going to blow up this year on the Jags, man. I see him out there with the connection he's got with Trevor already.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this offense.
Hey, I think something, my bad.
You good?
I was going to say, I think something that's like super exciting about Marvin Jones too is the like cornerback that he torches the most is Xavier Rhodes, and he plays for the Colts.
Good. Oh, he plays for the Colts now.
Who we play two times a year. And because when he was on the Vikings, he literally used to physically abuse him to the point that the Vikings fans hated him.
Really?
Off only Lions games. Like, you are so bad against the Lions because Marvin Jones literally abused him.
That's amazing.
It's so nice to have good players.
Yeah. So a question off of that is, this is the most offensive talent. I know we haven't seen them play yet, so it's a little premature.
On paper,
most since when? Because I can't remember.
Fuck.
Not since I've been watching.
99.
Ever?
Yeah. I won't say ever, but.
No, like maybe legit 99.
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's dumb.
Well, okay, so
you could say that the Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns year.
But I will say Jones-Drew and Fred Taylor combo is
stronger. I was about to say, was there a year where Jimmy Smith overlapped with Fred Taylor and Jones-Drew?
At the same time?
I don't think so. No, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't. Not that I recall.
Maybe not.
So, yeah, that's crazy to say that.
But the running backs, that's a good shout. But I do think that our running backs could produce.
This combo,
I'm not calling
this year,
them as good as, like, Fred Taylor and Jimmy, but
the potential is there.
Right. And could they produce numbers like that?
It could be
like
a sick combo. Yeah, they could.
Definitely. It wouldn't be, like, that crazy.
This is, like, most excitement we've had in two decades. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Hey, who's a better tight end, James O'Shaughnessy or Kyle Brady?
I was going to say, well, there's no tight end talent, but we haven't had tight end talent.
They're all there for blocking.
Ever. Yeah. O'Shaughnessy was kind of sick in Minshew's like good year.
Yeah.
Kind of. Until he died in Denver, like everyone else. Not us, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, except us.
Yeah.
We rose in Denver.
You guys looking forward to the home opener or Houston more?
Oh, Houston.
Houston, 200%.
What's your guys' plan in Houston? You're flying in
Saturday,
on Saturday,
right?
Yeah, we're flying in 7-11. 9-11.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, and I'm taking American.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's probably the best day to do it.
Yeah, right? It's what do they say? After a restaurant gets cited for food violations.
The best time to eat
best
there.
Best time to go would be the next day. So, yeah, I think the 20th anniversary of 9-11, safest time to fly.
Safest.
We got a bunch of our listeners meeting up with us out in Texas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We got like a big Airbnb with like nine of us.
Nice.
And we're probably going to go out Saturday.
Not even Texans or Jags fans.
Yeah,
they're just like coming to the party. That's
Dunn and Drew fans.
So we're going to introduce them to the, you know, the BCB scene.
It's going to be thick, man.
Dude, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Hell yeah.
It's good.
We got one Houston fan coming. That's going to be with our group. So everyone else there is rooting for the Jags.
It's going to rip his ass. Yeah, you're going to make some Jags fans, especially if they can win.
When they win.
Well, we already have, and they haven't played a single game yet.
Because they're fun this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, the quarterback's
maybe good. When they see the group, too, it's going to be it's going to take them to a level, you know.
We got, like, a Cowboys fan coming, a Packers fan.
I wish Cap was here because I wanted to get, like, an update on where we were with, like, tickets and other trips and shit like that. But
grab me one. Thanks.
Grab me two.
Thanks.
Bring the whole fridge over here.
Might I please have one fridge?
But yeah, Houston's gonna be crazy. I think because we're just gonna take that shit over. Jags fans are crazy.
It's gonna be a fucking weird ass weekend.
And I think legitimately like 99.8% of Jaguar fans think we're gonna win the game. Yeah. So that makes it that much more exciting.
That means we're all going to be loosey-goosey on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of, actually.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that Saturday and how bad I'm going to feel that Sunday morning.
I actually asked him, are you going to, like, super rage and, like, you know, not enjoy Sunday morning? And he was like, I'm going to get fucking hammered. So
I just feel...
I just needed to know, what kind of energy I needed to match because... I don't drink often, but when I do drink,
here's what'll happen. If you try to match me on Saturday night, it's going to be a big mistake on your part because I got kids now. I can function on no sleep. Like, I'm 33. I wake up in the morning and it's like, whatever, shake it off.
I won't.
You don't drink.
I won't match you for liquor, but I'll go hand in hand with beers with you.
Oh,
let's do it. Bro, Jaguars are winning. Who cares if I see it?
Who cares if I see it?
Well, that's why I vlog.
For real.
Exactly.
I'd be getting fucked up and be forgetting half
that's
the day.
That's why Eric vlogs. You can watch that.
Speaking of vlogs, your little video where you like jump up and catch the ball. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. I don't remember. From Saturday? From Saturday, yeah. You like moss the kid in front of you.
Oh, yeah, that one? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, someone tried to say you moss me. I was like, hold up.
He talked like this.
I turned around because I know how this works. Real tall guy standing behind you. Real tall guy make you look stupid. No, I just turned around. If you thought I got moss, take it up with my lawyer.
Yeah, people kept saying that I was mossing little kids out there, but there was... Neither days that I went to training camp, there was no kids in front of me. And it's just very short people. Kids are 6'4".
The kids are just short. I mean, it's not your fault. The kids are small.
Sorry, he jumped up and completely missed it. So it looked like a little child, but it wasn't a child.
And he smelled bad.
Back to Houston real quick, because I do think about this every now and then. I might even have a dream about it soon. that night, Saturday night, the vibes are going to be just stupid.
Oh, incredible, yeah.
It's going to be an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, stupid. With all the Jags fans
I'm on
taking
a new
over,
level.
taking over Houston.
From the moment I land, it's going to be like...
Yeah. Knowing that we're about to
new
see
season.
Trevor. I just don't want this shit to happen, and I don't want to put bad vibes out there, but I have to say it. I don't want the shit to happen to where we get to the game and... Yeah, I don't want that
first pass slant across the middle, tipped in the air, pick six, safety takes it back.
That's the shit I don't like.
Hey, but here's the crazy thing: that shit only happens when your players suck.
Yeah,
it's just hard to get over that. You know,
he's conditioned.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, when it doesn't happen. It's not going to, like, happen. You'll get out of it quick.
The first touchdown?
It's like in 2017 when every fumble went our way.
Yeah.
Every tip pass.
And that's what happens when you have a good quarterback.
Or if something like that does happen, like, that shit will happen to Alabama. Like, first play of the game, some crazy shit, and then they went 45-7.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
52-7.
Like, whatever.
Because they go back to the sideline, and they're like, that's some dumb shit.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah. And they come back, and they
play a little harder.
Yeah. Man,
but it's great that it is the Texans that we're starting with.
Oh yeah,
because they are fucking terrible.
They're hoes, dude.
Are you guys excited for like having a quarterback that like if he gets breathed on, they're gonna throw a flag?
Yeah,
hell yeah. Because they're totally gonna protect
him. Give me all those fucking flags.
Bro, that is so true. I didn't even all think about that. He's like going to be a face soon of the NFL.
We deserve every fucking flag too.
Yeah, and you know he's got those legs that we got to protect. They're very long legs.
Very long. It's not the only thing that's long.
Oh man,
sure, his money line is good. Long as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
It's so much fun to be maybe good.
Any other camp?
Maybe good.
Yeah. I just like stared in his face for a little, started smiling like, damn. I was like, be the Texans, come back home, we're playing Teddy Bridgewater. Shit can look up.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos.
I hear they are like loaded on, like their roster's loaded.
Maybe with like young talent, but their quarterbacks suck. And what do we just talk about quarterbacks?
Yeah. It's all about the quarterback.
Yeah. We might lose to like the Cardinals week 3.
Yeah, I'm expecting that.
Yeah, only because Kyler's ugly and little and like he might be a challenge. But other than that, I mean, we're 4-0. Oh, wait, we're doing predictions later. All right, I'll hold off on that.
What other camp observations have you had that maybe you...
I enjoyed talking to you guys more than I enjoyed watching the practice.
Is that the only practice that you've been to?
It's the only one I went to. I went out there because they said the ball looked different coming out of Trevor's hand. I noticed that the ball looked different coming out of Trevor's hand, and I was content. That's what I went out there to see.
I went to hear it come out of his hand, like Urban says. You know, you can really hear the difference.
Can't get that close.
Yeah, I didn't get close enough to hear it. But
yeah, if you want to hear it come, you got to put it in your ear.
It was nice to be out there, but it was just, you know.
Yeah, it was cool to be back out there with fans as, like, the Delta variant was just running wild.
The defensive players couldn't hit anybody, so like everybody on offense looked good.
Especially the fact that it's not pads. Like, we had offensive linemen in front of us with no pads. Like, what are we watching here?
But
they're dancing.
They did look huge.
They're massive. They're big guys dancing.
So do we want to talk about Trevor's period yesterday and the first, like, his first period where the – defense could make plays on the ball.
When you said Trevor's period,
yeah, I got worried.
To a totally different place.
Yeah, I thought you were okay. when did this happen?
The short period of practice.
When he was 13.
Please do. He started off like three picks.
One for six with two picks, technically, because one of them was an offside play, so it doesn't count. We're not you know, taking the extra propaganda. So he threw two interceptions on six attempts. But what I thought was good was after that, he was like 12 of 13 passing. So it's almost like he had to get used to it. And then he was like, shit, I'm Trevor Lawrence. Like,
yeah, exactly.
We're good.
We have a generational talent. He forgets that shit easily.
And then he bounced back today with another good practice. So and it's the first day in pads. That shit is fucking exciting.
And the defense, when Shaq Griffin once said, like, whenever he had his press conference, that when the defense gets out there and gets their pads on, they're going to challenge his ass.
It's different,
They're going to challenge his ass because they want to make Trevor Lawrence, you know, good.
Yeah, for sure. And he went out there and challenged their ass today.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So our defense going to make him better. Looking forward to that shit.
The defense is so crazy because I feel like it's all new almost.
Yeah,
like,
I think
don't know.
That's what I'm excited about.
I think the defense is going to be so much better than they were, regardless of how good they rank, just because they're going to be playing something, one, different, new to our eyes, and two, something that fits the players.
It fits the best player that we have more.
And the defensive coordinator came from Baltimore where that, like, super fun, creative, move everybody around defenses, that's what they do.
Yeah. I mean, the change is all about Josh Allen, right?
And Chaseon. They're both standing up, which is what they did in college.
Yeah.
How do you think Chaseon's going to be? Does anyone know?
I don't think anyone knows, but I'm high on him. I think he's going to have a good year. I think if he has 7 or 8 sacks, it's dope. And
he
turns into a double-digit sack guy eventually.
Interesting.
He's drinking all the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Chaseon juice. Tasty.
But the defensive line being all new is very positive because it was very much needed.
And because it's going to be so rotation-based.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be good. They're going to be fresh as hell the whole game. I kind of wish we got Tyson Alualu still.
Yeah.
One for nostalgia, two, he's a good player. And three, would have been cool to see him maybe be a part of a good team in Jacksonville. But so long, my friend, I understand.
Plus, imagine having him and Tebow on the same team.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, that would be insane.
Tyson was just intimidated. He knew that was going to happen. He was like, nah, I can't go there.
What's the reference there? I'm missing that.
They were in the same draft class. Like, that's who, like, Jags, Gator Homers all wanted Tebow that year.
Yeah. Tyson. And now we got both. Well, we don't.
we had him for like a couple hours. Both.
I remember when Tyson either sacked or tackled Tebow in that game. Was that the home opener?
So, yeah, after that draft, the home opener was Denver, which took Tebow in Jacksonville.
So it was one first round pick versus first round pick. Yeah. Tebow went for like a gadget play.
Yeah.
And he blew his ass up.
Yeah.
Tyson tackled him. Tyson hit him with a TFL. Yeah.
And I went nuts because we were so anti Tebow.
Even if he's released.
Even if he's released.
Actually, he's going to be released from baseball one day and we're going to sign him.
if someone told you that at that moment,
Jesus.
Who would believe that?
He'd be playing tight end.
Yeah, he's going to play AAA baseball for the Mets for probably way too long.
And then we're going to have like a global pandemic that shuts down the entire world. And then we're
right after Trump's president. Right after Trump's president.
Donald Trump's president.
Donald Trump is the president. We're going to sign Tyson Alualu. He's going to back out. Then we'll get Tebow.
I mean, shut the fuck up.
Oh, and Urban Meyer is going to be the coach.
Hell no.
And we had the first round pick and got a generation of talent at quarterback.
Oh, and the hotshot new wrestling league is in Jacksonville, too.
And they just signed CM Punk.
And they're about to sign Daniel Bryan.
I'll learn more about that tomorrow.
Are y'all going tomorrow?
Yeah.
I have tickets. I should maybe go.
You should. It'll be my first.
Y'all sitting?
I don't know yet.
I got some at Will Call.
Our tickets are at Will Call. I don't know where I'm sitting.
Swag, same. Whatever we're next to.
See you at Will Call.
Dilla.
Hey, guys. Are you part of the Dunn and Drew show?
It's us.
Back on the mics.
You got that game for us?
Last note about the defense is you can't not touch on Yes Hottie. The vibe of the team.
Jihad Ward.
He's the vibe.
Jihad Ward.
But, man, that guy's kind of wild. He's someone who I don't think is a very good football player.
I've seen your tweets about him.
Let me finish. Let me finish talking. Who found our defensive coordinator in Baltimore and became a successful player.
Oh.
And that's exciting. When you have bad players who produce, because it means your coaching's good.
Bill Belichick.
And he's playing in the same scheme, so I think it'd be really cool to have like someone who's like mad active on the internet like we are, be also really good to where we can Yes, Hattie.
Yeah. Either that or like he doesn't, he just plays like really rotational and doesn't play a lot, but he's like the, he's like the coach slash hype man guy. I could keep supporting him. I could keep supporting bad players if they have good personalities. I've done in the past.
Yeah, so. Like Leonard Tebow. Fournette.
Yeah, that's what, oh, yeah. That's what I'll do personally. But
ooh, I used to cook that man.
Yeah, yeah. Me, I don't too. I don't miss that.
For me, if you're funny and you have an engaging personality, I really don't care if you're good at football or not.
I specifically care if you're good at football if you play for the Jaguars.
That's because you're just conditioned to lose.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really, that's honestly got something to do with it.
The fuck were they going to do? Win if he was good? Not really.
It's like, oh, he's funny.
Hey, when he was good, they did win in 2017.
There were some good. Kasim Osgood was kind of funny, wasn't he?
Yeah. Until he got pistol whipped and jumped out of a
two-story
apartment. It's hard to note the funny players before social media back.
Yeah,
yeah. Josh Scobie probably is like
Justin Durant and Gerald Alexander were pretty funny.
Oh, like Gerald Alexander.
The beginning of Twitter kind of era.
Malik Jackson
is a cool personality, yeah.
That's kind of where my brain starts and stops, 2017.
Yeah. I'm sure we had some on the shit teams though. Yeah.
Jorge Cordova.
So
Scotty McGee.
Instead of like going around the table and talking predictions and like hearing yours before I give mine.
Yes.
I thought about what if we just like kind of wrote them down first.
Oh, I like that.
And then read them off.
Yeah.
That way we don't have any group think.
I don't have a pen. That.
What do you guys think?
You got a pen? Oh, you mean the one that writes.
Yeah, I mean, we could do. I just picked that up. Yeah. We could write them in, like,
write
in a phone.
Write it on your phone.
Yeah.
I'm down.
This
is exciting. 2021.
I got to run outside the pistol, but I will give you guys the.
No, it's okay. Intermission.
I have like a list of what we'll predict.
Okay. So.
This episode of The Bold Take is brought to you by Village Bread Cafe. Village Bread Cafe is a locally owned cafe serving breakfast and lunch at two locations, Phillips Highway and a stunning location on the ground floor of the River Place Tower on the South Bank overlooking the beautiful St. John's River in downtown Jacksonville. If you want to dine on quality cafe style breakfast and lunch with the same view as Ruth's Chris without breaking the bank, Village Bread Cafe is a spot for you. Village Bread is officially Solly Fam approved. I took the fam out there last weekend. The view is beautiful. The food is great. You really can't beat the value for, you know, where you're dining, the setting. You know, they say you can't get good, cheap, and fast. You can't have all three. I don't think they have ever been to Village Bread Cafe. Check them out online, villagebreadcafe.com. And support the homies on the South Bank. Now back to the bold take.
Ready?
Freddy.
All right, I feel like I just sat through
a whole ass fucking
final exam.
Yeah, that was like a state standardized test.
We're all going to grad school.
Yeah. Haven't worked that hard in 9 months.
So here's what we're doing. We're going to start with defense, okay? These are our official 2021.
I did mine.
Jags season predictions.
Okay. We're not mooching off of each other. We didn't share.
Yeah. This is no group think allowed. Okay. This is all independent thoughts.
Yes. Independent. Independent work.
All right. So we're going to start with the defense. Sack leaders.
Sack leaders. I
wanted you to name your top three and give their total sacks.
Go for it, Andy Willis.
Ah, okay. All right. Don't roast. No roasting.
No roasting.
Okay. No roasting. This is, you know.
These are friends talking about sports.
Yeah, which means tons of roasting.
We're all classmates here. Good friends.
Yeah. Number one, I am two drinking the Kool-Aid. Josh Sober. Allen, 15.
Ooh.
15. Oh, sorry, no roasting. Yeah.
Wait. Can we all go? Did we all have Josh Allen number one?
I did have Josh Allen.
Yeah, 14.
7.
No roasting.
Jeez, I had him at 12.
7. 15.
15 is a lot.
What are 15 we got? 21 sacks?
15 is a lot.
Yeah. 21 sacks
fair,
on the season?
Fair.
It's a fucking prediction.
All right. It's a prediction. Sorry. Roasting.
15.
No roasting.
That was crazy.
All right. 2. Kalavon, even though, you know, camp, the word on the street is, you know, he's
getting busted on by a rookie.
8.
That's a good number, though.
Do you guys all have Kalavon second?
No.
I do.
Me either.
I have him third.
You got Caleb on second. What's your number?
10.
Woo!
Whoa! Double-digit sacks for my guy.
Let's go.
All right, so who's your three, Andy?
Schobert, 5.
Ooh, you, I had a feeling you were going to put words. Him. I had a feeling you were going to put him on there after talked I talked.
To that one.
Yeah. I had a feeling. I got Miles Jack in 2.
Miles Jack
with
in 2?
At 2. Second in sacks.
With okay. How many? How
with
many?
4.
Yeah, we ain't sacking.
Jags are not getting a lot of pressure this year, yeah, guys.
I don't think the Eric Dunn Jaguars are going to be very good.
We're not getting no pressure on my team.
Hopefully a lot of quarterback hits, yeah? Hopefully a lot of quarterback hits.
Sorry, so three.
Chase on.
Oh, Chase on.
With?
That's right, with.
Do
three.
Oh, three.
Three.
Jesus.
Hey, if he gets 3 sacks this year, it's 2 more than right, last year.
So I'll tell you this. I have
good
Chase.
Stat. Good stat.
I have Chase on with less.
Okay, at 3?
No, I have him with less sacks than that.
But jeez. You're number 3 sack man?
No, I don't have him on there at all.
Okay, then I don't care.
Who's
about
3?
All right, go down your list.
Okay, so Allen was 1 with 14. Ward, yeah. 2 with 6. Smoot, okay. 3 with 6.
Also. I have Smoot, 3.
Smoot.
Smoot with 6.
Who's your 1, 2, and 3 again? Allen,
Chase on. But with Smoot, I have him at 5. So okay. Same ballpark.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's about where he's at.
Yeah. It took me a lot of brain power to get a third.
What was your 3?
Allen with 12, Chase on with 10, Smoot with 5.
Okay. That's chalk. You went chalk.
Sure.
that's
DJ Chark's cousin, DJ Chalk.
No, that's Chalk is like you're predicting the 1 seed to beat the 2 seed in the tournament.
Straight across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, nice terminology.
Okay, so next is interception leaders.
Yes.
So we just start doing 1 interception leader. We don't just care.
Yeah.
Who is the pick king on the team?
We'll I will be it. Pick king first, and I will take
Shaquille Griffin.
Ooh, okay. 3. Interceptions on the air.
3 is going to be the leader. I didn't pick a number, but I took Jenkins.
Nice.
I think safety.
No number.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I didn't do a number.
Well, you're getting.
Oh, that's.
Remember what your teacher said. Even if you don't have an answer, just make something up.
Okay, I'm going to go with 6.
Right. 6.
I did. 6. I did Shaq Griffin 3.
I did Shaq 2 Eric's at 6.
Think of like how many?
6.
Okay.
That's a good year, yeah. Right?
That's because he got 93 acceleration in Madden.
And if Josh Allen's getting 15
if that's
sacks.
That's right. Can you look at it if that's right? He has 93 acceleration.
Shit, I hope Josh Allen got 15 sacks in a year.
If we're sacking the quarterback this much, then I'm getting Shaquille with 6 sacks. I mean, 6 picks.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Fair. Hey, if they all sack the quarterback that much, we're going to have Tosh Lupoi, the D-line coach.
They're going to be tossing him up
1 year.
Safety, and that's why Jenkins.
Yeah, right.
This next one, I feel like we're all going to have something different.
Hello. Okay, so we're going straight to offense now.
Yeah.
We're going Lawrence
Logan
yards.
Cook.
Lawrence
average.
Logan Cook.
Lawrence.
Punter average. Punts inside the 20.
We're going to go Lawrence yards and touchdowns and interceptions.
All right.
Andrew.
I have 4,336 yards.
Ooh, baby.
He said Justin Herbert.
31 touchdowns and 10 picks.
That's very, woo! Very similar to mine, Andy.
It'll be a fire year.
Andy, that's very similar to mine. I have 4,200 yards, 38 touchdowns, and 12 picks.
38.
You know what fucked me up with this one? What fucked me up with this one is the 17 game schedule. Like, I don't know what.
Exactly. You got to add more.
Yeah, I don't know what a normal year is.
Well, last year, 4,200 would have put him between like 7 and 10.
Yeah.
So it's not that far fetched.
Your stats are gaudy. Read those again.
4,200 yards, 38 touchdowns, and 12 picks.
38 touchdowns.
12.
That would
hits.
Break the record for passing touchdowns.
Fuck.
Yeah. He'll break so many records this year.
All right, so who's next? We were sneaking this way, and this motherfucker.
I got similar touchdown interception as Andy. I got 29 touchdowns, 9 picks, a little less yards.
Because you copied my paper.
Because I think.
Are you cheating?
I'm not cheating, but. I'm giving some love to the running backs here, so I'm giving Trevor Lawrence a little less yards. I'm giving him 36-30 in yards.
I could see that. I could see that.
If he doesn't throw for 4,
I think. Oh, the button got pushed. Oh,
I don't know what he pushed. He probably said,
I think they're going to run the ball more than people are thinking about
yeah.
this year because they have the 2 backs.
They do.
Yeah. I hope they do.
Don't say yeah. You said you jad me.
That being said, I'm going to go ahead and do 4,287 yards. 17 games, okay? Yeah. And I put 30 touchdowns and 20 picks. I think he's going to take
20 picks.
I think he's going to take risks and throw the ball and get picked off. 20. Yeah. Jeez.
I think he's good and he won't throw that many picks.
17 games. It's a little over one a game.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
For a rookie, it's not that crazy.
That'd be some Blake Bortles.
If their receiving and running back yards don't add up with the math, call them out.
Yeah, come check me. Come run me on my numbers.
My math is money. All right, so we're going receivers, yards, and touchdowns, and we're on Dillard, I think.
Yeah.
Are we going to start with – are we going to do, like, top three, or do you just want to name them in order and do the stats?
Oh, I thought we were doing the big three.
I thought we were just doing our big three.
We got a big three?
Do you want to say these are – I ranked them number one through three, or do you just want to go –
we can do that.
You just want to say this guy and you test. Go through it?
I ranked mine one through three on by default.
Right, but I'm saying, do you want to read all three or do you want to read one and snake it?
Do all three.
Yeah, I'll just read all three real quick. All right, so I'll have a Laviska Shenault, 989 receiving yards, 12 touchdowns. Marvin Jones, 888 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns. And DJ Chark, 813 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Nice.
I actually have 6 touchdowns. I can't read. but no, I think it's going to be crazy because the Jaguars won't have a 1,000-yard receiver, but they're all going to be so close and all close to 1,000.
I put the same shit.
That was my thought, too. That was my thought, too, because I was like, how can I give someone 1,000? Because they're all going to be really close.
Essentially, I think the quarterback's so good, he's going to be like, you know,
able to spread it around.
Divvying it out like a drug dealer.
I put 950 for Jones with 10 touchdowns, 850 for Chark with 6, and 750 for Shenault with 5. So same.
Yeah,
pretty much same.
That's pretty similar.
I got Marvin Jones leading our receivers.
Here we go.
1,100 yards.
I like it.
Baby.
I like
10 touchdowns.
Okay.
Okay.
Visca second, 950. So we're in the same boat with yards with receivers. 7 touchdowns. Chart coming in last here this year. Same 786 touchdowns.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. If he does that, though, we are going to be disgusted. Yeah. if our receiver three has 813 yards and 6 touchdowns, we're going to be a problem.
You said that earlier, and that's facts.
Yeah.
If he's
the
third receiver.
I have
offensive scoring.
DJ Chark leading in yards, 1,100 with 5 TDs.
You're still in your dream.
Marvin Jones next at 988, random, with 10 TDs. He's sticking on
the, 10 that, TDs.
That streak.
10 TDs.
And Visca, 876 with 8 TDs.
Ooh.
Did we all have Jones with 10 TDs?
Jones. Are we high on Jones?
All he does is
he does TDs. Score touchdowns.
I had him with 8 touchdowns. Eight.
He scores a fuck ton.
All right, so we're on to James Robinson. We're going to do rushing, receiving, and touchdowns.
Yes.
So for the running backs, rushing yards, receiving yards, and touchdowns?
So, yeah, total touchdowns.
Shmoney, I got
it. Total touchdowns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll just leave it.
Go for it.
Okay. James Robinson, 1,100 rushing yards, 350 receiving yards, and 10 TDs.
ETN gonna play?
Let's do James. let's do James Robinson first, and then we'll go back around.
Okay.
I did James Robinson 1,080 rush yards, 300 receiving, 13 total. I ain't cheating, man. I ain't cheating.
Robinson 950, 200 receiving, and 10 total touchdowns.
I got Robinson 1,200 rushing yards, 280 receiving, and 8 touchdowns.
ETN's getting hurt then.
I have ETN balling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You start.
All right. So with ETN, I got 715 rushing, 600 receiving. In 12 touchdowns on the year.
This guy's offense is scoring points.
My fantasy team going to be all Jags.
Jags are averaging 50 points a game in this guy's in this guy's phone.
All I know is we're going to score on more drives than we don't score on.
Whew. Oh, sheesh.
Love hearing this.
I got ETN at 500, 506.
Ooh.
I got him at 580, 508.
That snored for Eric, but that was for Sully.
Or we're pretty similar.
What'd you have?
580, 508.
Yeah. Wow, that was really identical.
Yeah.
Me and Andy are like pretty aligned, and you guys are pretty aligned.
So for Travis Etienne, I have 550 rushing yards, 800 receiving yards, which I just did the math. That means like 50 yards a game, which is probably not realistic. And 8 total TDs.
I like it.
Next is Tebow opening day roster.
Yes.
I think that's a resounding
unanimous
yes.
I got a big old NO.
Okay, so we have yes. Mm-hmm. So I want to get from us three number of catches and number of touchdowns on the year.
I participated in that just for the
just in case.
All right, so here's what I think, because you're going to ask me why I don't think he's going to make the roster.
I was going to say when.
So I think he's going to make the initial 53. Like when we cut our squad, he's going to be on it. And then they're going to sign some tight end from somewhere else. And
somebody who gets cut.
Send him packing, yeah. Mm. I genuinely thought Tebow like had a really good shot to make the roster. But when we saw him out there on Saturday, he moves not like someone who should be running downfield.
The catching, the word on like the word from training camp about his catching issues is kind of concerning.
Yeah, like body catching, like waiting for it to travel into his body. Yeah. And it's just not reactive. But besides that, I would have him, if he somehow made the team, with three catches and zero touchdowns.
I have yes making the team, and I have 17 catches and three touchdowns on the year.
Jesus.
I have 15 catches.
That's the catch a game.
Three touchdowns.
I have him yes at making the team. I have zero catches and zero touchdowns. I don't think he's realistically a receiving threat. Like, I think he's going to make the team as like a gadget player. Yes. Maybe he makes the team for like 3 weeks and then gets cut a la like Dillard's idea.
I think though, like if he really does make the team, there's the tight end talent is so terrible that I could see him literally catching like a 5-yard.
They should give me a shot, man.
He can catch a ball. If they literally scheme him wide open and he's by himself. Yeah, if somebody is covering him, I don't feel good about him catching the ball.
I just think like early in a drive against his own defense, he runs a five and out and he's standing there wide open. That's what he's gonna
Or if it's at the goal line and it's like heavy and they just lose him. Like I'm still going 0-0.
You think they will run any tight end screens for him?
Yeah, that's the
type of thing. We ran tight end screens to Mercedes Lewis.
I hate when we did that shit.
Yeah.
Mercedes Lewis, like as athletic as he is, like what was he running at that point in his career?
Like 5'9".
Yeah, like
that's what I ran.
Running the same speed as these guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm an athlete, kinda.
He's tall and big.
Well, win loss is nice, but I think we should save that for last. Yeah.
Urban Meyer wins and loss challenge. On challenges. Oh, okay. What's Urban Meyer's challenge percentage?
69%.
Very random stat, but I put 78.
These are high numbers, by the way.
I got 50.
I went with 85. I don't think he's going to challenge shit unless he knows it's...
Wait, 85 what?
Percent.
Percent.
Wins?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to challenge unless he knows it's a W. Wow.
Percent wins?
He doesn't lose. He doesn't like losing, okay? So I don't think he's doing any of that questionable challenge shit. I think he's going to be like, this is 100% slam dunk. I'll challenge it.
It's going to be so hit. The first time he throws out that red flag, I might have an orgasm.
W! Right?
Like, man.
They never overturn obvious shit. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, yeah.
He might have trouble with that part.
Well, I can't wait to see how this shakes out at the end of the season.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to Google 69%.
I just had to get Urban Myers in for the search results.
Fair enough. This is all
Google marketing.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
SEO. I just can't wait for his first argument with a ref.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've won fucking national champions. Shut the fuck up, dude. Like,
in this arena, in this stadium. I want to
come here and beat the Gators all the time.
He's country?
Now he is. In my dream.
Why'd you make him country?
I don't know. I started talking about the Gators and the Bulldogs, and I immediately...
It just came out.
The Ole Miss coach.
Lane Kiffin.
Joe, that's my guy.
This episode of The Bold Take is brought to you by Perfect Rack Billiards. Perfect Rack is a locally owned sports bar and grill located at 1186 Edgewood Ave South in Murray Hill. Features great food, a full bar, 14 TVs, 8 pool tables, and a punny name. Perfect Rack was voted best chicken wings and best bar food by Folio Weekly's Best of Jacks. They've got great specials during the week, including 60-cent wing Wednesdays, $2 select drafts Thursdays, and during football season, free shots for every Jags touchdown. That might get dangerous this year, folks. Throw them a follow on the Twitter machine at Perfect Rack Jacks, and next time you're looking for great wings, great drinks, and a game of billiards, head on over to Murray Hill, beautiful Murray Hill neighborhood. Now back to the bold take.
All right, so
do pro bowlers next.
Pro bowlers.
We'll do pro bowlers next. Who we got going to the Pro Bowl?
Pro bowlers. Who's next in the snake?
Andy.
We all forgot.
I'll take it.
Take me.
Cafe Patron.
You want some?
Yeah. James Robinson.
I like it.
This one you're going to snarl at. Snarl. Is that snarl? The right word? Snarl.
Scott, Tim Tebow.
I bet scoff. Scarl.
Scarl.
James Robinson, DJ Chark,
ooh,
and Josh Allen.
Okay.
I'm doing Josh Dolphins Allen off the sacks heavy, and James Robinson, DJ off just the fantasy because people know him.
For I got a Josh Allen, LaVisca, which, you know, if you would go through my stats, it should be Marvin Jones. So we can replace that with Marvin Jones.
Receiver Marvin Jones.
I got a Lambeau.
Wow.
And Brandon Linder.
Dude, for Lambeau to be Lambeau, the kicker, that means that the Baltimore kicker would have to like get in a car wreck.
You can't got COVID.
You can't take two. You can only take one to the Pro Bowl.
Kickers.
For each side. Yeah. There's like one NFC and one AFC.
Kicker. Okay.
Gotcha. And I have two players going to the Pro Bowl. Is it your turn?
Yep.
Nice.
No, go ahead. Who's your two?
You got it.
All right. I got Josh Allen, Miles Jack, and I got Linder.
Oh, fuck. Linder. Miles Jack.
I also have Josh Allen, but I also have Trevor Lawrence going to the Whoa! Pro Bowl.
First year. Is that because he follows you on Twitter?
No, that's because he's going to throw for 4,200 yards and 38 touchdowns.
Gotta go with your stats. Yeah. Yeah.
Did Herbert make the Pro Bowl last year?
Who cares?
Preston.
Herbert. Herbert's a god.
We thought Herbert was going to suck for 6 weeks, and then by like week 10, we were like, all right, maybe he's good. We know Trevor Lawrence is a beast.
All right.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, wait,
dun, dun, dun.
We got a couple more.
Oh,
yeah, we're saving that before win that loss. Over under for the last one. That's going to be the last.
The what?
The over under 0.5.
Nate Monroe just for tweeted and Sully has the notification.
Oh, shit, I didn't put that one in here. I got that off the dome.
I think we should do win-loss record last.
Yeah. Win-loss record is last?
I think we should do that last because that's a big... You know, that's a big
I think what beating I the Titans is I know, that is important. Yeah.
Is that what's left? Titans and then the record?
Yeah.
Well, we also have place in the division.
Those all kind of go together. Okay. You can't just go place in division. And,
second.
Spoil your record. Yeah.
All right. So which one are we doing?
Record.
Okay. Yeah. Dilla.
I go first. What do you think my record is?
I think you're going to say
16-1.
I got the Jaguars at 10-7.
Okay.
That's what I had too, 10-7.
Wow.
Man,
Kool-Aid.
Are,
all the Kool-Aid.
Y'all are up here.
Yeah. I'm always high.
I got the... inverse 7-10.
Yikes.
7-10.
Boo.
Boo.
I wrote 10.
All right. See me at the end of the season.
You just made me snarl.
Rawr.
I'm a cat meow.
Y'all won't get that.
No one will. I wrote 10-7 initially, but I changed it to 9-8.
Sick, dude.
Said, are you guys just going
to... Like, we were supposed to be like, oh, yeah.
Great. That WWE thumbs up.
Close enough.
Damn, so all three of y'all got us having a winning record then.
Yeah.
We do. I do.
Interesting.
All the Kool-Aid. It's preseason. We're drinking all the Kool-Aid. Yeah. All right, so place in the division.
Second.
I got second.
Second.
Yeah.
Well, with the Colts injuries and the Texans, yeah. I think.
Yes. Second makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't think we beat the Titans this year.
Sweep?
Titans sweep us.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be
playoffs.
Too
easy. Playoffs?
Oh.
No.
Absolutely. 10-7 wild card.
I'm going yes. No. You got no.
At 9-8.
Depends. Keep in mind, there's an extra score. Spot.
He has Chargers winning the AFC West.
There's an extra spot.
There's
right?
an extra spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to go to the playoffs, Chiefs.
Boys. 9-8 is probably getting you in there, right?
I don't know what this.
I don't know.
Year.
This shit's weird.
We won't know.
Here's some advice: the over and under for the Jaguars is 6.5. Bet the over.
Let
it pay for your.
All of us have the over.
Yeah, let it pay for your playoff tickets. Don't be stupid.
All of us have the over.
That's an easy over. 6.5.
We're all idiots though, so I don't. You know.
Until we get that. Week one Texans L and we're shitting our pants.
If we lose week one, you can forget I did anything.
I put all my tickets on StubHub. Ever seen the game? Let's make a deal.
He's going to block Trevor Lawrence.
StubHub, Ticketmaster, Vivid Seats. We had it.
It's
here.
Not you. Yeah, it is you, actually.
Throwing his toaster away.
All right, so last but not least, wins against the Titans over under 0.5.
Oh, under. We're not beating them. In all seriousness, I don't want to. Wait, you wrote it down. Why are you thinking?
I didn't write it down.
Oh,
I
forgot. Okay.
Relax.
It's a yes or no question.
I think Julio Jones is going to run more wide open than he's ever run in his career.
I don't think Julio
all
Jones can run.
Against us.
He got hurt today.
When he's on the field, he might run more wide open than he
yeah.
I just think it's going to be disgusting. I think Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown.
So. Fair point.
Yeah, it's fair. They have a new offensive coordinator. Hopefully one of the two receivers get hurt. I don't want anyone to get hurt, but you know what I mean? I do.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset.
If you could pick, though, you'd pick Derrick Henry, right?
To get hurt?
To get hurt. If it was okay. Oh. If
no,
he was,
honestly, hey, honestly, we've talked about, or I've talked about this. He's yet to have a significant injury in his career, and he's a running back.
He's like LeBron. He looks like LeBron out there, and, you know.
Plays like LeBron.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. I mean,
sitting next to him, he ain't that big.
I don't think he's capable of being hurt.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's
he's for, just like one for of those. As much like, as some people are hit. just like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Remember when A-Rob used to not get hurt?
I got the over.
No.
Over?
I'm going over, too. I think they're going to get one.
I got the over also.
Gardner Minshew beat them, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll split with them.
That's
for sure.
I think, yeah.
And last year, we almost had them.
They'll beat the Texans twice. They'll beat the Colts once. If they get Wentz, or no, Wentz, they'll beat them
twice.
Second
game, it was like 42 to.
Yeah.
And then we'll split one with the Titans.
I always got to say we're going to beat the Titans once. Yeah. And I don't have it in me to say they're sweeping us.
Yeah, even though they
every
will.
Year.
Even
though every year. The Nashville game, we're getting wrecked.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time we beat them in Tennessee.
Stop going there for that reason.
Yeah.
You hitting any away games other than Houston?
Yeah, I was all in on Cincinnati, but... No, because of COVID, I'm not going to buy plane tickets yet.
Wait and see?
Yeah, it'll be wait and see for me. I wanted to go to L.A. also at the end of the year if they were competent. That's all I asked for is competent football.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to L.A. at the end of the year also. So that's kind of what I'm sitting at.
I'm probably still going to go to Cincy.
Yeah.
Definitely Houston, obviously. That's already booked.
Yeah.
Cincy's likely for me.
If I'm thinking about one of the West Coast games, it's Seattle over L.A. For me.
No. My problem with Seattle is it's Halloween weekend, and because I work retail, it's like hard for me to go.
I really wanted
weekend.
To go to Seattle, too, but with the kids.
Is BCB
really
doing a
up.
Thing for that game, or is it Cincy?
I don't think so. Definitely Cincy.
Just Cincy and Houston right now, but if they're good, he'll whip up more trips. Yeah.
I was kind of on standby for Cincy, too. I was thinking, like, I could probably make it happen, but.
I would have loved to go see us beat the Jets, but that shit's after Christmas.
Literally the day after.
Yeah.
I was going to go to L.A. too. I was actually planning a trip, and I was about to buy tickets. And my family's doing a different family vacation.
He's
like
going
to
the Caribbean
before.
Instead.
Yeah,
Come on. Fuck that.
I do really want to go to the West Coast, though.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of upset about it in one way, but
I've never been up
way.
There to the Pacific Northwest. So
I'm really
looking forward to that.
That one being on Halloween really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Going on vacation on Halloween sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Unless you have kids and you want to take them trick-or-treating or you work on, like, you know, busy. Yeah. You guys.
I would go on Halloween. Like,
otherwise.
You guys can go trick-or-treat without me. I don't give a shit, but, you know, you got wives and shit.
Kids
you
know. And shit.
Yeah.
You got to dress this kid up as Baby Yoda, fourth year running.
My girl in Ohio, so I'm going to go to Cincy.
Yeah. There you go.
Cincy's an easy trip for us, too. So the people that are, you know, I think that a lot of people will kind of last minute do that if it's – open to fans and
I
all
just
that.
I have to go to our only primetime game.
That too.
Yeah.
We'll have so many at the end
it's
of the year
cheap,
though. I'm not really
it's cheap,
stressed
it's
out about it.
It's a primetime.
I'm a big pro Ohio guy now after going to Cleveland.
Would you say that you're pro Ohio?
Pro Ohio. I'm pro Ohio.
I had a good time in Ohio too. I went to Columbus before I went camping for a week. I had a good time.
Columbus is a good city.
Yeah, I had a good time there. It was way more fun than I thought.
Yeah, Ohio's underrated.
Little ass airport, no like long ass security line.
Fuck Ohio State though.
Forever and always.
Always.
Shout out to Urban Meyer.
Facts.
We just touched the mics.
Thank God you guys are vaccinated.
Yeah, right?
What else we got, boys?
We've covered everything.
I got a question from the people. You guys cheat on the top 100, right?
No.
No.
Dude,
was that a real question?
Yeah, the players they list are not very
I mean, have you seen those lists?
If we cheat,
we post the list.
Okay, so here's my twist. You cheat to make it intentionally bad.
There's no cheating. We start the list and have no idea who we're picking.
I think that's what makes it so great, though, actually.
I think it's a double mind fuck.
If you haven't listened to Dunn and Drew, make sure you go over and subscribe to them on all your favorite social media and podcasting platforms. Unless you
hate
platforms.
Fun. If you hate fun, then don't listen to it.
Well, I'm editing this episode, so it's going to be plastered all over.
It's going to be in the lower third the entire time.
The title might be called Dunn and Drew episode 119.
197.5.
Featuring Boltic.
Wouldn't bother me none.
At all. Thanks for coming over and setting up like this profession.
The whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And no cap, it was funny shit.
No cap.
Yeah, no cap.
No cap.
Fucking.
That should be the intro song.
Rest in peace, the cap.
Yeah. Cap got his vaccine, so he's not here.
Yeah.
Should we play our outro music?
Is that no cap? No cap?
No cap.
That's facts. That's no why cap. He's not here, because he's not feeling good. He got shot yesterday.
Oh, shit. Just got shot.
He had it though, so he had antibodies.
And he was like doing other stuff that the doctor told him not to get it yet.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was waiting on actual medical advice, not off
from doctors.
Facebook shared by your third grade teacher. That's friends with your cousin's wife. Shit's weird. That's how I feel like Facebook gets around.
Well, it's been a pleasure. This has been Dunn and Drew by Bold Take Pod. This has been your Not a Jaguars podcast preview. Make sure y'all share this across all social platforms. Subscribe to Dunn and Drew. Subscribe to Bold Take Pod. And we'll see y'all on the internet, baby.
We'll see you in Houston, too, in person.
Yeah, if you're going
to Houston. Oh, no, shit. What's before that?
Preseason game. August 14th, next Saturday. Mm,
every single person that's watching this is going to Houston.
Yes. You're right.
I mean, that's if you're not going to Houston,
I cannot wait.
I almost asked if I was going.
Hey Dilly,
and shout out to Easy on the Eyes IPA.
Hey, sponsor us, Intuition. Sponsor this episode.
Great beer, Andy recommended. Appreciate it.
Like I went out of the way.
Oh, and we'd be remiss. This wouldn't be a Bold Take Pod if we didn't.
Yes, love you, JB.
Wish. Love you, JB.
Love you, JB.
Justin Bieber.
Fake.